This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. External Affairs Ministry today said the sourcing of India's defense requirements is determined slowly by countries' national security imperatives and strategic assessment. Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi in reply to a query on defense procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
On our energy sourcing requirements, you are aware of our broad approach that we look at what is there available in the markets, what is there on offer, and also what is the prevailing global situation or circumstances.
Responding to a query on India-Russia ties, the spokesperson said, bilateral relationships with various countries stand on their own merit and should not be seen from the prism of a third country. He stressed that India and Russia have a steady and time-tested partnership. Mr. Jaiswal emphasized that India and the US share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day today following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, including discussion on Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral roll in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Amid the noisy scene, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection, DPDP Act 2023. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha was also disrupted due to the opposition uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., members of the opposition parties started sloganeering, seeking discussion on SIR in Bihar. As the pandemonium continued, the House was adjourned for the day. The government has emphasized that the discussion to cease military action took place directly between India and Pakistan during the Operation Sindoor. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said the discussion was held between armed forces of India and Pakistan through the existing channel of communication. He stressed that the request for ceasefire was initiated by the Pakistani side. On the query of third-party mediation, the minister said, India has made it clear to all the nations, including the US president, that any outstanding issues with Pakistan will be discussed only bilaterally. The Election Commission today published the draft electoral roll for Bihar prepared under the Special Intensive Revision, that is SIR, campaign. Eligible voters whose names have been left out or deleted from the list can file claims and objections for inclusion till the 1st of September. Under this special campaign SIR, the details of over 7.89 crore voters were verified from 24th of June to the 25th of July. Hindi movie 12th Fail has won the Best Film Award in the 71st National Film Awards. Announcing the awards in New Delhi this evening, Chairman of Jury Feature Film Ashutosh Govarikar said, Shah Rukh Khan and Vikrant Massey have won the National Film Awards in Best Actor category for Jawan and 12th Fail. He said Rani Mukherjee has been given Best Actress Award for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. The Marathi film Naal 2 was honoured with the Best Children's Film Award for the year 2023. In cricket, India were 46 for 1 against host England in their second innings, leading by 23 runs on day 2 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London when reports last came in. Earlier this evening, the host's first innings ended on 247 runs, giving them a 23-run lead. Earlier this afternoon, India were all out for 224 in their first innings. In badminton, second seed Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's singles semi-final of Macau Open after defeating Zhu Xuanchen of China. He will next take on fifth seed Indonesian Alvi Farhan for a place in the final. Another Indian shuttler, Tharun Manipalli, also entered the semi-final after knocking out Chinese shuttler Hu Jian. And that is the end of this news bulletin.